The sun-drenched nation of the Bahamas is comprised of 700 islands and 2,000 cays of sand and coral reefs. When we see the beautiful turquoise ocean stretched out before us, we think of it as a tropical paradise and imagine that the water is as clean as it is clear. But there is a dark underbelly to these crystalline waters. Mega resort developments, inadequate sewage treatment infrastructure, polluted stormwater runoff, and plastic pollution threaten them every day. Because in the Bahamas, there are very few environmental regulations and almost no enforcement of existing laws. So corporations and landowners can do whatever they want, even if it harms the waters that drew them there in the first place. That's why Rashima Ingram is fighting for change. As the Bimini Coastal Waterkeeper and Executive Director of Waterkeepers Bahamas, she is working to implement better laws and law enforcement, and to educate the local community and Bahamas visitors about what's at stake. Our friends at Culture Trip met Rashima on Grand Bahama Island, where they visited one of the many beaches affected by sea level rise and erosion to learn more about what inspires her as she watches over these waters. As a child, Rashima's grandfather opened her eyes to the wonders of the water world. They would hop into his self-made canoes and head out for a day of exploration, catching fish and fresh conch, snorkeling, and giving themselves over to the beauty of nature. This is the Bahamas we dream of, the Bahamas nature intended, and a dream that is within reach, thanks to Rashima.